a couple of weeks ago, the former president appeared before the investigative team of government on allegations which we as MMD are calling trumped up charges of abuse of office. But since that time, he has since been arrested and charged and has been out on bail. And tomorrow he's going to appear in court on one count where it involves what they are calling an oil arrangement with the Nigerian government and Zambia. Our position as the MMD is that we've always made it extremely clear that from the moment we democratically handed over power to the Patriotic Front, the movement for multi-party democracy has been subjected to some of the most incredible mistreatment by the ruling party, basically with the hope that they could destabilize and scatter the party. But so far, we are still standing, regardless of what we've gone through. Our position is that the former president is being politically harassed, and also that the allegations against him are totally unfounded, even when you look at them from face value. But going beyond that, our party finds it very difficult to accept that this is their so-called fight against corruption. They removed the immunity of the president without following procedure that is laid down in our constitution, just in order to get at him and humiliate him and be able to get the passport from him, because he has been representing this country in many, many forums, including monitoring elections on behalf of the Carter Foundation and many such noble tasks. And I think this government is not happy about the role that the former president has been given around the world.
The government repeatedly say they have evidence against him, and that is why he's being prosecuted or currently being investigated at the moment. What is your stance on that?
Well, listen, MMD has made it very clear that we are not here to defend anyone, including myself, if we are, we've got a case to answer. And that is not our argument. But I do not think that this government has any real charges against any one of us. As you are aware, they, they gave me three charges and, took me to court and they've entered prosecutor on two of them because there was no substance to the cases, but just the means to harass us. For the president, former president Kupia Banda, I think that it's unfortunate that they're subjecting him to this. We have been through this as a country before with President Chiluba. Charges were announced in parliament against him, and none of those charges that were raised against him were ever brought to the courts of law. And after 8 years of suffering and humiliation and pain, he was discharged as being innocent, and shortly after that he died. And so we see a repeat of a habit of subjecting former heads of state to humiliation. And I think that we wouldn't mind if there was a strong case against him. But also we are very dissatisfied and upset with the manner in which they have stripped his immunity without following proper procedure.
So what is the MMD going to do Thursday that, because the former president has been invited to appear before the government joint investigative team?
We have taken a very strong stand. As you are aware, we've been reporting these undemocratic activities and harassment of the opposition and the taking away of the freedoms and the liberties of the opposing voices. We've gone to the Commonwealth and reported this government for these activities that are actually undermining the very tenets of democracy. And the Commonwealth team was here to investigate these allegations. They have gone back to London and they are going to take it to the ministerial grouping to make a determination on what Zambia needs to do or how to respond to these things. And so we are now going into the region to also brief other presidents and heads of states in the region on the inhumane treatment that is being given to the opposition parties, including President Kupia Banda. I'm traveling tomorrow, for instance, to another country just to make mention of the fact that I think that what's happening in our country is undesirable, and I think it is tarnishing the image of our region And if they had a good case, we wouldn't mind, but we know that this has been harassment of our party, ever since we left office.
What would be your message to MMD supporters as well as former President Rupia Banda?
Well, I think they need to remain resilient. I think our members have demonstrated that in the midst of all these attacks and subjected to such inhumane treatment of their leaders, throwing us in jail one after the other, taking us to court on allegations that do not even hold any water. Our members have already shown a great spirit of resilience. They have demonstrated that the movement for multi-party democracy is truly a strong and united party, that in the midst of all this, we still can stand strong. And I would only encourage all our members to remain focused, that our concentration now is to prepare ourselves for the next election, to ensure that we give back to the Zambians a type of governance that brings back respect and dignity for all Zambians, and not just those that are in authority.